Talk about Ricky Schroeder?
Can a man be a good husband and have a small dick?
Maybe some mouth stuff as they're waiting for paramedics.
That song really makes bong hit sound romantic.
Hello and welcome. We're back from theballerlifestyle.com. It's the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. My name is Brian Beckner. Thank you very much for joining the program. Episode 288. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for sharing your lives, your afternoons, your mornings, your lawn mowing sessions with us. Really appreciate it. I'm joined now, as I am each and every week, by Mr. Ed Daly. Ed, what's up?
Not a whole lot. I did, right after we recorded last week, I did turn that off.
Is that turn that off?
Trough turn talk. That off. Trough talk. Yeah. They do like real hard hitting stuff. And then when they want to do like just funny stories like us, then they do like in between episodes. So I was an in betweener. I wasn't
That's what I was on.
Yeah, we're like the in betweeners. They do like real stuff.
Like politics?
Well, they did a whole like two part series on incels. It was pretty disturbing. It was interesting, but it was disturbing. But yeah, we weren't on the incels episodes. We were on like stuff.
We're guys who fuck.
So that's right. We're the opposite one. Of incels.
Yeah, we're
can't we're, help but have sex.
Right. Guys. We're who incels hate.
Right.
Because they don't know how they have bad personalities, so they can't get ass and we can, so they hate us. They want to be us.
Check it out. Brian and I were on different episodes and they were excellent.
Yes. Yeah, turn that off is the podcast, and Ed and I were on the Trough Talk episodes.
Our friend Paul just sent us a pretty disturbing story about Korean golf tour money leader suspended 3 years for giving the crowd the finger.
That seems like a lot. That you seems know, like too much.
I know these are some sports you watch. But the thing I will never understand is golf and tennis. There's this whole aspect where they play in front of crowds, but the crowds need noise. They need to pretend they're not there. It's so weird. Like they can cheer after something happens, but not during the backswing. What are you doing? Like what? Every other sport, you got to perform while there's noise.
Yeah, yeah, it's weird. A different thing. Yeah. Tommy Lasorda had a long rant about that, a famous rant that's probably on YouTube somewhere about how you're hitting a golf ball is just sitting there still. It's not moving. Baseball, it's somebody's throwing that at you 100 miles an hour.
And there's people Tommy screaming. Had plenty F-bombs in that speech, right?
Every other word.
I think it was. But I mean, who could be that offended? That a 29-year-old dude gave the finger to somebody.
Korea,
what are you doing over there?
What's going on?
Gangnam Style. What? Come on.
Gangnam Style is one of the best things ever to come out of Korea.
Right. But you would think that would mean they should be pretty cool.
Oh, yeah, totally. Yeah, they should be more like Psy. Like
Psy
would, dance.
I wouldn't give a shit about the finger.
No, Psy would get the
Wasn't
humor
he taking
in
a
it.
Shit in that video?
You mean how he was kind of squatting down when he was dancing?
No, but I think at one point in the video, I remember seeing the YouTube video, like the actual video. I know the dance style was kind of weird. I think he was on the can at one point.
I think you might be right with his sunglasses on.
Yeah, well, he was cool.
I was shocked. I don't know if he threw, I don't think he threw out the first pitch, but he was once honored on like Korean night at Dodger Stadium.
Okay.
Showed up with his wife.
Oh.
Mrs. Sai.
He can't be tied down.
I know. I was kind of shocked by that.
That's crazy talk.
It's crazy. I had no idea. I expected...
I mean, he fucks so much. You know he fucks so much. I guess one did it the best.
Well, sometimes these guys, they fuck so much, they actually get bored of fucking. Here, I found a Tommy Lasorda rant. Let's listen in.
Okay.
It's with three fucking home runs. What the fuck do you mean? What is my opinion of his performance? How can you ask that question like that? What is my opinion of his performance? Jesus Christ, he hit three home runs. Jesus Christ. I'm fucking pissed off to lose a fucking game. And you ask me my...
this fucking guy.
Yeah, Tommy's one of these guys that he had like the public persona. The public persona and the real person are very... two very different things. I met Tommy one time.
And I met him. He was shit faced in New Orleans. Yes. Unfortunately, the guy taking the picture of me with Tommy Lasorda was more shit faced. And so when we walked out of the restaurant, it was like, hey, let me see. And it was like the end of 16 Candles where they take a bad picture of Anthony Michael Hall so you can't tell he's with the hot chick.
Yeah.
It was like that. It was like my shoulder.
Yeah. I shook Tommy's hand and he gave me the super limp. Like, you are of so little consequence to me that I can't even grip your hand in a handshake. He just
the grossest handshake I ever had was Newt Gingrich.
You shook Newt Gingrich's hand?
Here's the thing. I was a freshman in college, and at Maryland, you're real close to all kinds of DC goings on. And so this was like a month into college, and a guy I was buddies with was like maybe a junior in college at the time, and he's like, yeah, we're trying to get like young people to show up at this, you know, $200 a plate dinner kind of thing. So I'm just a college freshman who would love a meal, but what you learn is you're not eating $100 worth, $200 worth, you're eating like shitty finger sandwiches.
Yeah,
but anyway,
it's the seat, it's the entrance that you're paying for.
And you had like Tom Clancy. It was just some fun bunch of old fucking windbags. And so Newt wanted like a picture with young people to look like he was, because I think this was before he became Speaker of the House.
Yeah,
it's like fall of '94, and I just shook his hand. I didn't know shit about politics then. I would never shake Newt Gingrich's hand. But anyway, it was the worst handshake. It was one of those handshakes that you feel like an hour and a half later. You just can't get that feeling out of your hand. It's so limp and gross. Really gross.
Yeah, it gives you like the willies. You're like, ooh. You're like, it's almost like a light sexual assault.
Yeah, I would definitely do this. If I could replay that moment, I'd do the psych move.
Pull it back.
Pull it back. That's a great move.
Well, this was before, and Newt Gingrich, real piece of shit, but honestly, like one of the probably greatest tacticians in the history of...
Oh, he fucked up American politics. He fucked it up more than just about anyone in our lifetime.
He did.
And Karl Rove really fucked
up. They took a tactic. They got the Republicans going a certain way, and they've only doubled down since then. And I got to be honest, ineffective. Like, it works what they do.
Oh yeah, very effective in getting elected.
I want to debate how
effective it is at governing, but
It's terrible at that.
Getting elected, they are the tits.
Yes, yes. I went to a concert this weekend. I went and saw the Strokes.
Nice.
Oh man, they were so fucking awesome. But it was like at this outdoor thing that was put on, and I'm surprised this didn't make bigger news. And I don't know if I just read the room wrong or what, but it was at this, it's like this outdoor festival that's put on by Eddie Vedder. And so he's like the host of the event, and he headlines.
He's from Southern California, right?
I think he's from San Diego. Yeah. And so he puts it on and he curates the bands, and it's his thing. And so he, in the middle of the Strokes set, and I'm not a Ved head. Okay. I'm not I, like, Yeah.
I am. I mean, I'm not like fanatical, but I do like Eddie Vedder. I'm a fan.
So he came out, and this whole thing is for his like gun control charity, or he just wants responsible gun laws. And so he came out and like gave a talk about, you know, what they're trying to do and the importance of action and all that. And then he did a song with the Strokes, and it was a Pearl Jam song, I assume. And it was so fucking good. Like, he fucking blew me away. He was so good. And then he jammed with the Strokes on a Strokes song that was amazing. It was awesome. And then he bounced. But then Julian from the Strokes,
yeah,
who I'm nearly certain purports himself to be sober, had like one of the, like a true rock star meltdown after, really? Yeah, because I think he felt like Eddie sucked the wind out of their set, because he did come out. I mean, they were fucking going hard, and then they stopped so he could make a speech, and then they did a song with him that was fucking
rad.
They
did Hard to Imagine. Hard to Imagine is a good song.
Yes, it was a great song. I wasn't familiar with the song.
Yeah, well, yeah.
And then I heard it, and I'm like, oh, I know this song, and it was great. It was awesome. It was so good. But then as Eddie Vedder was leaving the stage, Julian Casablancas was kind of like doing, like making all these Jim Morrison references, like kind of making fun of him. And then really started talking shit, and then like wouldn't play another song, and he was sipping from a solo cup, and he seemed fucking wasted, and the whole thing was so great. I have to assume it's on YouTube. And then the Strokes, you know, continued their set, but he would rant in between songs, go on like these drunken complaining rants about Pearl Jam, and just, it was awesome. Anyway, It was one of those things that you like hear about, like a front man kind of like losing his mind on stage.
And that's what was going on.
Yeah. And I was totally witnessing it. And I was like, this is fucking great. And it was like all the band members were looking at each other, like, what's going on? And then they didn't encore, but they played their last song, was like their hit, Is This It? And then he did that thing where he sang the song. He went to like the back corner of the stage where no one could see him.
Oh, wow.
And sang their final song. And so there's like these big, these big screens next to the stage, and on the screens, they would just like show the bass player play. Like, it was, I don't know. It was a cool experience. I would encourage people to check it out on YouTube, because it's a great meltdown.
It's on there. NME.com has like the whole, both songs they did, and yeah. It seems like they have a lot.
Yeah, I got to read about that, because I didn't hear really anybody talking about it. I just want to know if I misread the situation, if he was joking, because then I read all these things, how Pearl Jam
invited Vedder to perform with him, and that's what I've been reading here.
Yeah, yeah, it was a weird scene.
Julian, by the way, yeah, we're a couple months out of Christmas season, and he did a pretty cool version of it was like Horatio Sanz and Jimmy Fallon and Tracy Morgan did this weird, like intentionally bad Christmas song.
Oh, really?
Like, yeah, on SNL. Sorry, on SNL. Yeah. Like back in the day, they did it intentionally bad, and then Julian Casablanca did his version of like, and he like rocked it up, and it's pretty awesome.
Oh, he like turned it into a real song.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Good. Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's a talent, but
he's good. Yes,
he's nutty.
Yeah, he's crazy, which you kind of want in a performer.
Yeah, I had one more thing I wanted to say.
Yes,
Todd Phillips. A lot of people were talking about this today. He's the director of The Joker, but he's like the Hangover director and old school.
Mm-hmm.
I found him as a comedy director to be a little overrated. His movies are very bro-y and. Like, he relied on the talents. I mean, when people talk about their favorite moments, it's Zach Galifianakis or Will Ferrell, kicking ass in that movie. But like, you know what I'm saying? Like, those are comedic actors at the height of their powers. And I think Todd Phillips. I mean, maybe this Joker movie is as great as you know award shows are saying and everything.
Looks pretty good.
It looks good.
Yeah.
However, his comments today were, well, I had to stop making comedies because of this woke culture. You can't make comedies anymore. And it's like, buddy,
yeah.
I don't know. He's not, I never found him to be some edgy guy.
And well, they definitely,
there's plenty of comedy out here. You know, you can, Seth Rogen somehow manages
to
toe the line. And he always, I mean, has Seth Rogen ever like deeply insulted? I'm not talking about North Korea, but like,
ever? That was such a good movie.
Yeah, but like, you know, there's a way to do comedy. There's great comedy out there, or like,
yes,
random shows. Desus and Marrow; those guys are funny and they talk shit about people. But there's just a couple lines. Like, I just hate when there's the backlash. And I watch Bill Maher because I like people debating.
Yeah.
But Bill Maher is one of these guys who's like, oh well, that joke didn't work, so I guess I'm just too edgy for you. I hate when people do that. There's just different rules you always have to operate with. And
Well, I don't know. Like, I never thought Todd Phillips would be. He's not like really pushing the boundaries. I thought like, what's are his movies considered in bad taste now? I mean, I feel like he could do those movies.
He said he couldn't make a comedy anymore because of today's woke culture, so he made the Joker. And it's like, okay, so if you've evolved to make the Joker and it turns out to be a badass movie, great. But I don't know. I just have never found that, like, oh, he's just this edgy comedian that just can't, comedic director that can't operate in today's.
I mean,
they make less comedies now because they just make comic book and animated movies.
Yeah.
But like, there's plenty of humor out there, whether it's television or something. There's humor.
There's a new special on Netflix every week. Like, stand-up is fucking peaking. It's bigger than it's ever been.
I just thought it was a douchey comment to be like, well, I can't operate because everybody's too, you know, is too uptight. Not really. Just be a little clever.
Well, I mean, Dave Chappelle and Bill Burr just put out new specials, and there's nobody more edgy than those guys.
Right.
Like, that's like how you do it. That's how you be, how you walk the line, how you push the boundaries.
Funny.
Yeah,
if you're funny,
that's the only thing that matters. Is if it's
you
funny.
Could talk about dicey shit, but if you do it in a clever way, it's like
it's funny. Yeah.
Okay. And Chappelle's made a career of doing that.
Yeah, totally agree. He's the best. He's the best ever. Okay, We had some email, or we had some voicemails last week that I couldn't get to because I didn't have the right my proper rig. Didn't have things rigged properly.
You set up Bachelor Lifestyle, right?
Yeah, I was set up. I use a different rig for the Bachelor Lifestyle because I don't play any sound on that. So I just use a smaller setup. And then I just absentmindedly grabbed that and threw it up in the studio. And then I was like, oh, when I went to play sounds, I couldn't because it didn't work for that. But now we got a major problem.
Uh-oh.
Manuel's called in a bunch of times. And this one.
How many? I mean, like, we've got
three. Three.
That's a lot.
Wait, what was the date? The last week was the 24th, because today's the 1st. So, yeah, there's a few on here. There's some other guys that have called in. Let's do Manuel. But he also, we got a two-minuter. So I'm going to jump in like, okay. It's still too close. Okay, I'm going to jump in 37 seconds in and see. We'll see what he has to say.
Sounds like a good number.
Yeah, 37, and then we'll just, you know, we'll see how much we can play.
Fair.
He's so easy to hate. Your time he likes to waste. His calls are far from great. His calls are far from great. He's such a stupid fuck. He seems down on his luck. His voicemails really suck. His voicemails really suck. No one's enjoying him. He's so annoying. What's so fucking boring and worthless? But he's got nothing else to do. Even worse than ish. His thoughts are useless shit. He's fat and got big tits.
He's my little England. I forgot to ask you, how'd you do on your picks? College football games of the week.
Let's say over the last 2 weeks, I'm 500. How about that?
Oh, that's good. That's good. I was
Yeah, there were some stinkers. Last week was my worst week, but guess what? I'm still 3 games over 500 on the year.
I picked 3 games, and I was so confident that I was going to go 3-0. I was like, oh, these fucking games are easy. First of all, the Chargers-Dolphins. Yeah, the Dolphins are the worst team in the league, but the Chargers are pretty shitty too, and they had to fly. They have everybody hurt. They had to fly across the country and play at 10 a.m., what would be 10 a.m. local time. And they never blow anybody out. They never blow anybody out. But they were 16.5-point favorite. I'm like, oh, come on. They'll win by like 10. Well, they won by 20, so fuck them. And then Patrick Mahomes, he's going to Detroit. I'm like, oh, I don't know. He's going to throw 9 or 11 touchdown passes. Barely wins. But you know who I can always count on?
You know it.
Gardner Minshew. Never lets you down.
Right.
He's always there. He's always there for you.
He's a legend.
So we'll try to.
Yeah, so I think I'm 12-9-1 on the year. Something 12-10-1 possibly. So hey, some weeks are up, some weeks are down, but hey, overall I'm still doing well.
Check out our Patreon if you want to get our picks every Friday night, Saturday morning, patreon.com/theballerlifestyle. If you're contributing at the $5 a month level, you can check in on our picks and a little extra. Although last week I haven't really gotten to it, last couple weeks, but this week I'll do something.
And to me, these silver spoons, you know, got themselves to thank.
Talking about Ricky Schroeder?
If you're too fucking lazy to go ahead and manually do things for yourself, you deserve to be locked out when your internet is not going. Everything doesn't have to be technological. I'm like so over everybody needing a damn computer to take care of even wiping their ass, it seems.
See, a Luddite?
Jeez. And I know it's an AT&T commercial, so I mean it's a communication company that peddles obviously a superior line of communications they're trying to tell you. But again, I just go back to human nature and enough of all this damn technological pampering.
Uh-oh.
Do something with your damn hands for crying out loud.
I kind of like that. I kind of respect that. Yeah.
You're one of these Richie Rich silver spoon fools that think that, oh, it's so cool to have everything connected by your internet. I so hope that the internet takes a crap for like a week and you're stuck living like a damn Amish family.
I don't like that at all. Well, I've had power outages. It's not fun.
Yeah, I do. I kind of
drag to live in the 19th century.
I kind of know what he's saying though, because it's like I think he's talking about the Internet of Things. So it's like, oh my, refrigerator, order eggs, and you know, Alexa, do a thing, and I get that. That's kind of lame. Like,
I go
outside and do some stuff.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, I find myself not using Fresh Direct and going to a supermarket, but I kind of feel dumb doing it. Like, I probably would be better having everything delivered to me at this point. But I'm not doing it because I'm a real man. Like, it's just, I don't know. There's certain things that I just haven't let go of. I haven't cut the cord on my cable and stuff. But at the same time, I don't know. It's fucking real drag without electricity. You ever have a power outage?
Oh,
it's a
You're fucked. It's a huge
bummer.
Yeah,
life
sucks.
Without electricity,
especially if you got kids.
Sucks.
Yeah.
Yes.
You have to entertain kids. The worst.
Yeah, it's terrible. Yeah. It's a terrible thing because maybe during the day you can, throw the ball around. But the problem is often when the power goes out, the weather's not good to be outside.
No.
Storms or something. Yeah. I don't know. I'm good with technology.
I like it. You know, I like being able to listen to podcasts.
I don't have smart anything though. Like I don't have a smart TV or refrigerator, but But I think I eventually I will.
I like having the smart TV. It's basically just like having an Apple TV, right?
It just has
apps.
Apple TV. Yeah. I have apps that I have the Amazon, the Fire Stick
Yep.
I have a lot of the stuff, but yeah.
Same difference, same diff.
And I find it to be better.
It's kind of
better than the old days.
That is better. So Kate and I have been watching Succession.
Yeah, I'm a few episodes behind.
Well, I'm still on season one.
Oh yeah.
So
how great is the dopey cousin?
He's the best. Greg? Cousin Greg?
Cousin Greg. For the first scene of like the whole show, he's vomiting at a theme park, right?
It's great. Yes. He's amazing. And I like Tom, who swallowed his own load.
Yeah, he did. He's a little bit off.
He's the best. It's a good show. But what I was saying is it's so easy. It would be difficult to watch if you had to like go and like record it, like, oh, get a season pass and then record these shows when they come on. Well, now you have the HBO Go app. Or now, why are there two of those, by the way?
I was informed at one point, hey, your TV plan doesn't include HBO Go. And then when I went to just sign up through HBO, they told me I had to have HBO Now. So I don't, they look the same.
Yeah, one is if you don't have HBO. If you just subscribe to standalone HBO, like if you're a cord cutter, that's right. HBO
Now. I was told I have to pay $10 more onto my cable bill.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right, here's the first step of going off the cable company. I'm not giving them the $10 so they can take a cut.
Yeah.
I'm giving it to
HBO. So you just bought it. Oh, yeah, that's good. Okay, so you have the opposite of me. You know, I tried to cut the cord. Did we talk about this on the show? Yes. Switched to Hulu Live for all my TV and stuff. And then when I called DirecTV and told them just to turn off my DirecTV, they were like, no, we'll keep you. What's it going to take? And I go, make it $50 a month. And they're like, how about 60? And I go, okay. And so they made it cheaper than Hulu Live. So
When my satellite radio thing was up, because I only use it for Stern. I'm not in the car enough. And they're like, yeah, it's $19 a month. There's something absurd. Yeah. I was like, okay, you know, I can find him on YouTube if I really want to like listen to his greatest hits. Yeah. It's just not going to work for me. And I think I talked him down to maybe $60 a year, something crazy.
Yes.
Like they won't let you go.
I need to do that because I let it turn off, I let it go off. And then they offered me the restart, but with the non-Stern restart. And so I was like, well, there's no reason to have satellite radio if you don't have Stern. That's the only reason to have it.
Right.
So I need to re-engage with them because I've been missing that Stern. Okay, another voicemail.
Brian. Hey.
Yes?
Hello?
Hello?
Is that it?
Still playing.
I'm going to put this out there for the record.
Whoa.
Nothing fucking good ever happens in the ocean, ever, right? If they can get Steve Irwin, then they can get me. I'm not fucking getting in there. Are you kidding me?
Okay, this is Dolomite.
Has issues with killer whales.
He really hates killer whales. And I've explained, killer whales, plenty of encounters with human beings, never eaten one.
The name, the moniker is a scary thing.
Well, they do. In their defense, they do kill everything else,
right?
But they know.
They're smart.
Sense the intelligence. They're super smart.
They're not sharks. Sharks are idiots.
Sharks are fucking stupid. And a killer whale, they'll fuck up a shark. They'll kill a great white, and then they'll just rip out the liver and eat the liver. They go right in, know exactly where. They smell the fat. They open it up, they eat the liver, and they just leave the body for everybody else because all the nutrients, it's not worth the digestion to eat the rest. How do they know that? Because they're fucking smart as fuck. Okay, hold on. He's got more.
Killer whales will come out of the ocean to get you. You know why there's never been a killer whale attack reported in the wild? Because nobody's ever survived one. It's just silly. Stay out of the ocean, people.
Just fast.
Second point.
Yep. He might have a point.
Weeks ago, we were talking about the appropriate amount of times to sex a night.
Right? Oh, let's recap before he gets going. The appropriate amount of times is either one, or if you must, the following morning,
two.
You throw in a second one, okay? One good one in the evening where everybody gets off, and then a second one in the morning, maybe just for you. Okay, two.
Yeah,
you can have two.
That's just a fact.
Yeah, it's any more than that. It's the law of diminishing returns, I'm telling you.
Right.
It's no more than two.
By the end of trying to make it work, you're just pushing rope at the end.
Yeah, exactly. Totally agree. And the broad's not into it. She can pretend she's into it. She's not. She's good with the one, trust me.
Everybody came to the agreement of two, and I think that you need to put a caveat on that. So, but if you blast it, right, like, nobody wants to go back in the second day, the morning after, if you gunked it up the night before, right?
You're disgusting. You're so fucking gross.
You have to put a caveat on it that the right number of times to pump in one night is one if you're going to blast it. That's all I got. Okay. Fuck Guy Fieri. Later.
Fuck Guy Fieri. That's pretty good. I don't wholeheartedly agree with you, Dola, but I respect your opinion. How about that? Okay, another one.
Yeah, guys, I don't know what the problem is.
LSU Lala, I wish this guy has such a soothing delivery.
It'd be nice to set an alarm clock where he's like, hey, time to get up.
I'm in a dispute with my landlord, and so, you know, someone that has that owns where you live has so much fucking power over you, whether it's a fucking bank or some asshole in Mission Viejo. So I've been in a dispute with my landlord, and the last two nights I've probably slept a total of like 45 minutes because I've been so stressed out. And I tried, like last night I tried taking one of these weed gummies that's supposed to put you to sleep. And I was laying there with my eyes closed and I'm like, I feel very relaxed and high right now, but I am not asleep. I feel like if I had instead of a weed gummy, if I just had LSU Lala, like a tape of him, just like an ASMR type of thing where he just like reads Dickens or something, it would put me to sleep very quickly.
With having to go around getting hit with projectile semen, that's a normal Saturday night for Paul, and he seems to be a normal functioning member of society. So I'm not sure what the problem is with that, but you know, it is what it is, I guess.
Okay.
Wow.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
Shots fired.
But, yeah, literally.
Shots of semen fired, yeah.
Okay.
Loads quick, fired.
Couple quick emails. Thank you, guys. That was a load-heavy segment of voicemails. Hey, ballers. Just wanted to let you know that today marks the 21st day in a row I have spent with my in-laws. Jack Daniels stock is about to be fire. That is from Anonymous. This is the guy that's reached out to us before. He works with his father-in-law. And I think they were going to move in his house or something. Right? Wasn't he like going to add on? Or maybe that was somebody else.
Yeah. He was fully in. He was spending more time with them, not less.
Yeah, and he was having a vacation with them and stuff. And then he sent another one. Just to follow up on my email from 3 hours ago, you guys. I'm on my third double IPA before noon. That's aggressive. Really love my in-laws and everything else in my life. Well, it's just so, you know, it's we all have our own water to carry here, our own cross to bear. Sorry for that, Anonymous. Oh, this is one from last week.
I'm on the opposite of that guy. Today is day 40 for me. Nothing.
What do you mean? No.
I have had no booze whatsoever. Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
It's not fun. It's just kind of boring.
It is, yeah. So I really went hard this weekend. But like, I went to that Strokes concert and then kind of kept it going after, had some whiskey and stuff, and didn't go to bed till probably like 2:30 in the morning, and then got up early because somebody stayed the night. A friend of ours stayed the night and I had to wake her up so she could go to work in the morning I was like stressed that she wouldn't wake up. So I got up and then I'm not a napper. So it's like that night, I'm just now starting to recover from that night. And that was like three nights ago. It's hard.
The recovery time in our advanced age. That's a big difference.
So I'm going to do Well, so now that was a few days ago. I haven't had any drinks. So I'm going to do like a full sober October. Not because it's October, but I don't have anything really on the horizon. Thanksgiving's a ways away. So without, I have nothing big happening. So I'm just going to not drink.
Good for you.
Lean out a little bit. But 40 days is a pretty long time.
Yeah, I'm going to, I've got something on day 50.
Oh, in 10 days. 10 days from now. You got something set up. Just Craigslist threesome guy coming into town.
I have to go to like a school fundraiser adult like mixer type thing.
Oh yeah.
You know, and it's like up. No fucking way am I doing that thing sober.
No. Yeah.
I don't need other parents talking about their crummy kids. No way.
Yeah. If there's booze served, you gotta get after it, that's for sure.
Yeah.
100%. So this is the one from last week. It's the horse guy. Ballers, I'm very happy to let you know that we have recently shifted things around in our office, and this has led to the availability of more sounds from the corral. I have attached some bites from the centaur in our midst. Very truly yours, Dave and Rancho San Clemente. Okay, let's see how these sound. For those of you that don't remember, this is a guy in Dave's office. Who, and we were talking about this last week. We couldn't remember.
Who might be transitioning to a horse?
Yeah. We think it's, he reacts to somebody else's cough by doing a horse whinny, an involuntary horse whinny. So let's see how these sound. Okay, here's another one. So that's how they're able to record this, right? They make a noise, and then he's
baiting him at this point.
Yeah, he has like a Tourette's-like response. Okay, there's two more. Okay, one more. Stop it! How do you not know you're making that sound?
My God.
That is crazy. Oh, my God. Okay. Dave and Rancho San Clemente, thank you for that. We appreciate all your emails and voicemails. 949-464-TBLS is the voicemail number. mailbag@theballerlifestyle.com. Reach out. Become part of the crew. I like getting new blood into the correspondence aspect of the show.
My name is Brian. They call me the other guy. I host a podcast show. I'll give hetero life a try. If you see something on my hand that makes you think I'm not a man, it's just my cool rings, you see. They're as sparkly as can be. I'm my old Troy on DVD.
Ed, what is popping off in the world of sports?
What's happening? Washington State appears to be in a little tailspin after they blew like a 32-point second-half lead to UCLA a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
And then they just lost to Utah, I believe, 28-14. And Mike Leach was not happy and called his players fat, dumb, and happy and entitled.
I try to get behind Mike Leach, and it gets harder and harder to support him. You know, like
he runs a fun offense.
Yeah.
And when he was clashing with Craig James over his dumb son, I was on Leach's side.
Of course.
But he's done this already, called his players fat and dumb. Yeah. And it's like, hey, buddy, like I imagine they went out there and tried, and it didn't work.
And also, you're the fucking coach, guy. Like, you're supposed to get them in shape and prepared for the fucking game. So,
and maybe they're in a tailspin. Maybe they're in a tailspin because when you're up 32, maybe pepper in a couple runs.
Hey, yeah. Just run some clock, dude.
His quarterback threw 9 touchdowns and lost that game.
Yeah, somebody figured it out that if at the point they were up 32, if they had just kneeled every play and run clock and punted on every possession, they probably would have won easily. So,
yeah,
take that with a grain.
Yeah, I mean, was he going for 11 touchdowns? Like, what?
Yeah, I know.
You want to secure the win more than anything.
That's right. That's right. And
just like humiliating your players, it's kind of douchey.
You know, I agree. And it's, you want them to play for you. So,
right. You don't want them to hate your guts. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, no, totally.
We're getting
agree.
You paid millions.
It used to be quirky, the whole Pirates thing, and right. Like if somebody asked him like which mascots would win in a fight, which I thought was kind of funny because he takes stuff like that seriously. But then
he's kind of like all old people; they become caricatures of themselves.
Yeah, and he's kind of an asshole, and you know, it's just not. It's not fun. It's not funny. It's not fun.
That's right. Requesting anonymity, former U.S. men's national team soccer player tells fans he would like them to wear MAGA gear to MLS games.
Well, I mean, why would you have to request if that's what you believe?
That's right. This is the point. The first two words, requesting anonymity.
Yeah.
Well, you're Mr. Tough Guy. We've talked about this. If you're wearing MAGA gear, You're looking for confrontation. You're looking to piss someone off.
Well, before Donald Trump was elected, I have a buddy who's like sort of quasi-racist. And he was telling me, he's like, you don't understand. He's like, Donald Trump's going to win. And I'm like, he's not going to win. He's way behind in the polls. And he goes, what you don't realize is that people won't admit they're going to vote for him, but then they're going to go out and vote for him, which is a weird thing. Like, you can't be proud of, like, he's your guy. Have him be your guy. He's got to be your guy in fucking public. Be like the fucking asshole that was walking all the dogs that got pissed at me for turning in the fucking, for turning right while he was in the crosswalk 75 feet away. And wear that fucking MAGA hat out in the street. Like, be who you're going to be. Don't fucking pussyfoot it. Own it.
Right. You have an opinion? Own it.
Absolutely.
So this happened a few weeks ago. I believe College Game Day was in Iowa City. It was Iowa State game. And this guy said, here's my Venmo account. I need beer money. And he raised a shitload of money.
Like $1 million.
And then he gave it to charity. And I think Budweiser said they'd match certain things.
Yep.
Then an Iowa reporter dug through his old tweets and found some racist stuff or misogynistic stuff, and Budweiser dropped him, and the guy lost the endorsements he had. Then people dug through the Iowa reporter's Twitter account,
and he was a piece of shit.
Found out he had some bad old tweets. I think this is the type of story you feel it out. If you have a guy, you know, a first-round quarterback, some cocky guy that's got some shitty old tweets, that's one thing. But the guy raised a ton of money for charity, and you're like, hey, maybe we should shit on this feel-good moment.
Yeah, and also it was – so two things. Yes, he wasn't – this guy's not a well-known guy. He's not a famous guy. He's famous for doing a good thing only.
Right. He raised money, which he could have kept.
Yes, he could have. Like people Venmo'd him money
for beer. That was the thing he was advertising. Just being silly.
Yeah, and then he's like, "This is so much money. I can't keep all this money." So he gave it to a hospital,
right?
Which is a pretty nice thing to do. Yeah. And then some prick goes back through his timeline, and apparently he was just quoting from Daniel Tosh, who is a comedian. Who is, again, a boundary pusher and probably not a good idea just because it's most comedy taken out of context and just written down. Right. It's like when you text somebody and you're joking and they don't realize it because it's a text and it has no tone. It's like that. So it's also kind of like a cheap way it's a to shitty fucking article. Get out this guy. Yeah, it is.
And
it's,
if somebody's being a dick, you could say, all right, well, then I'll find a skeleton in your closet. This guy was just, he was known for doing something actually good.
Yeah. And it's, we as a group need to agree that we need to stand up for these guys that go, oh yeah, he tweeted some Daniel Tosh shit that
when he was like
didn't work 16. When he was in high school. Yeah. Like, he gets a pass. He's fine. He didn't do anything. He's done something nice. Fuck off. But also, I'm glad that other guy got fired.
Right.
Fuck him. Yeah. Okay. Well, it's time for non-sports segment on the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. Non-sports. Oh my God. What?
Whoa.
Talking about the segment now. Non-sports segment.
Oh my God, I did it again. I didn't even touch anything.
Whoa.
Also, this is Kate's old computer. It has Siri on it. Uh-oh. Oh my God, it keeps doing it.
Siri.
What is happening there?
Maybe we should join Manuel's Luddite Club.
Right? Yes, it's our fault for being too tied to technology. Ed, what is going on in the world of pop culture?
One of my favorite headlines we've done this year. Someone decided to sell scented scissors to kids.
What? That's so dumb.
There's a company, and that's their hook. Hey, kids. Oh, look at this strawberry flavored scissors. So what are they going to do? They're just going to poke themselves in the face.
Yeah, they're going to bring them right up. Who's like, hey, smell these scissors.
You know, it's not the big brand, so it's like somebody trying to
crack get into, a little market share
into Big Scissor, trying to get in that market. And I don't know if you're supposed to make those things smell good.
This reeks of mainland China. This doesn't seem like.
Oh, well, I'm sure they were manufactured there, but
right, it doesn't seem like a Western idea.
It doesn't. I think it's.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Sniffs Westcott is the name of the company.
Oh, fucking Sniffs. Well, swing and a miss.
They're on Amazon.
Yeah. Might have to get a pair. Yeah.
The Goldman Sachs CEO is an EDM DJ in his free time.
So what you're saying is that one of the worst people on the planet.
Yeah.
Has doubled down on his awfulness.
He's found a way to make himself worse. I'll never stop laughing at the dude who did the U2 acoustic song at like a bank retreat. It was Bank of America or something. There was a manager at merger.
Yes.
It's amazing.
Yes.
I love it so much. It's wish so we good. Could play it right now.
Yes.
It's like the one, it was one.
One, and it's we're better. Not the same.
It's getting better as we merge with Bank it's One.
So
it's
like good.
Douche chills, and everybody's sitting in the room, and you feel like this could be the cheesiest moment of all time.
But everyone has to kiss his ass because he's higher up the food chain than them, which that's is fucking great.
Terrible. And you know he's telling employees, hey, I'm going to do a set, an EDM set, because he just like bought some, you know, rented out some club. You know this Goldman Sachs CEO is having people watch him and they got to clap.
You know he like flies in Steve Aoki or Marshmello right. or someone like that to like give him DJing lessons, which just makes him twice as lame.
Yeah, he's DJ D-Soul.
Oh man.
He's bad.
Yeah.
He's a terrible dude. Now this was a good story. A man accused of shoplifting in the UK because of a big bulge in his pants actually just had a big dick.
Fucking the rumor, man.
The rumor and
this poor guy.
The slang that they used is the best. Where is it? It turned out, I mean, I got to use this now. I've never heard this term. Yeah. Turned out to be his 10-inch Todger.
Todger.
I love that. He's a window fitter. Window fitter Steve Whitehurst, 47 years old. Showed security his member after a female manager raised the alarm.
Wow. I mean.
And I mean, and if you look at the picture of him in jeans, he has got, he's got a Cinnabon situation going in those jeans.
He's, well, it's a curse. He's cursed. He's got
it's
too much cock.
It's too much.
This is why I want, this is why I only want the rumor.
Yeah.
Because it.
And then they have a picture where he dropped his trousers and you see his underwear. His underwear. It's too much.
It looks like it looks like a cucumber. Yeah. It's a 10-inch todger. And it's too much. No woman, like women are threatened by a dong like that. Whereas.
There's going to be a lot of people who say, you know what? I know we got this far, but I can't. I can't do it.
Maybe I just give it a little stroke, a little wank wank, spit on my hand a little bit. And just.
That's not going in.
No, it's just you got too much dick, fella.
Florida woman charged with theft after her teeth were found in a stolen Kia.
DNA.
Yeah. You know, so like, this was like
they're going to get you.
Gone in 60 seconds kind of situation, this sleek robbery scene, but you want to keep your teeth in. It's going to be tough.
Yeah, I mean, you don't cuz you know
you don't even need teeth to steal a car.
You don't. Just leave those at home. Leave it at home. Leaving at home. It's not like you're going to be eating an apple during the theft.
Right.
And it's like you're probably going to leave a few hairs, some skin cells, you know, like there's no, you're not going to.
Well,
you're not gonna
the only thing is a Kia probably has too many samples.
Good point.
So really see, if you had just taken the teeth, they're not going to figure out whose hair. The Kias are all filled with tons of hair.
Yeah, you don't want to. You don't just don't want to make it too easy for them by leaving your actual teeth in there.
Utah man, he took a date to a park where he was once gored by a bison. She was gored by a bison on the date. Seems like a cool date.
I don't. So, assuming I'd been gored, I probably wouldn't want to return.
I'm gonna
to the place of the goring.
I'm gonna reprioritize my life after getting gored. Like you wouldn't if you're in Pamplona and you get gored, you wouldn't go back.
I don't think you would, and especially even if she was like, because you know this was his idea.
Oh, yeah, because that's no girl's idea of a good date.
No, she's like,
let's go check out bison.
She's like, let's go to the movies, maybe hit Applebee's for some boneless wings first, and then.
See this gross scar on my side?
Yeah, where I was gored.
Yeah, let's go hang out over there.
Let's go revisit the scene of the goring. I'd like to be re-gored. And then she got gored. You think so? Do you like he definitely didn't get laid on the first date?
No, I mean, maybe some mouth stuff as they're waiting for paramedics. Yeah,
could be. That's good. I wonder if it's like the end of Jay Stu's blind date episode where host Roger Lodge asked the chick and she's like, will there be a second date? And she's like, definitely not. No, I've been gored. Like, this is not the kind of goring I was expecting on a first date. Like, I'm down for a good goring if there's chemistry, but this is like just not the
just
actual,
not worth it.
Not the literal sense of the word.
Right. Yeah. That's right. This is not the goring I was hoping for.
Right.
A Chinese family married and divorced 23 times to scam the government. Now, a couple things. First of all, I don't know if you want to risk going to jail in China.
Definitely not.
Feel like Midnight Express might be a nice version of what you're going to go through.
One of Kate's dad's friends was acquaintance. How about that? I'll say acquaintance. He was accused of some financial malfeasance in the I believe in somewhere in Europe, and they apprehended him in Bali, and he was in the joint Karobakan prison in Bali, and Kate's dad had to go there every day to give him money to buy food, because you got to buy your own food in there. So I imagine China's the first Christian.
Yeah, the first Christian Bale Batman took place in a Chinese prison.
That's right.
In the opening scenes, it didn't look good.
No, it wouldn't.
And also,
I try to avoid it.
The married and divorced 23 times to scam the government. I mean, maybe you were making some real money, but this kind of reeks of extreme couponing. Like, maybe totally. You're just – it's too much work to say – like, why not just burn calories doing something else?
Get an actual job. The it's kind of like those polygamists in Utah where they're like, oh, I need to take –
sister wives.
13 wives, but we can't get legally married because A, it's illegal, and two, I want them to be collecting disability or unemployment. And right. It's like, oh, so you're taking another wife and having more children so you can get $380 extra dollars every month? Like, this doesn't really pencil out.
Yeah, not good. No. Florida man had some cocaine and then ate a poisonous puffer fish. He almost died. Now he has to spend the rest of his life on dialysis.
Well, what you need somebody that knows how to prepare the puffer fish.
It seemed like he went right for the liver of this puffer fish. He right? went for yeah.
So he kind of knew what he was doing.
No, he went for the most poisonous part, they said.
Oh, well, that's dumb.
Because he's just a dingbat.
Yeah.
But then again, if you look at some of the movies and television shows made in the 80s, sometimes bad decisions are made on lots of cocaine.
Usually sartorially bad clothing decisions are made. But here's the thing. Everyone I've ever known that's been on cocaine, it's usually like, we should open a bar.
Right.
They're not real hungry. You
get lots of ideas. Right. They're not hungry.
Yeah.
They get lots of ideas. Not a lot of follow through. This guy, at least he tried to follow through. The problem is what he followed through usually kills you.
Yeah.
They said he mostly recovered after 24 hours. But the problem is his liver is completely fucked now.
Yeah, he's fucked. The usually people on cocaine, their idea is let's go get more cocaine, not let's get a poisonous pufferfish and eat it. Yeah. Also, where do you even transact such an item?
I assume he was on the other side of the tracks.
Right. Maybe. Well, it's Florida. So he was like, you know,
every side of the tracks is the other side.
Yeah. He probably called his exotic reptile guy and was like, hey,
that's it. He knows a guy that
he knows a guy,
the night watchman at an exotic pets.
Right.
Superstore.
And he traded him a, jet ski carburetor. He's like, here, I know I took this out of my non-functioning jet ski, and I'll trade it to you for your non-functioning jet ski for a poisonous fish. What do you say? And the guy was like, into it.
Excellent. Yeah. French chef, while we're on cuisine, French chef sues Michelin. I think he dropped a star after he was accused of using cheddar cheese.
Wow. Well, why would a French – cheddar is not a French cheese, right?
Like, right, and he's claiming he wasn't using cheddar cheese, and that was a real insult to the French guy. And I like French food, but
yeah,
hey, listen, cheddar cheese can be delicious.
It's fantastic. Right, so. Oh, I love it. On a burger.
Oh,
put a nice thick slice of cheddar on a burger.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Where you at on the brioche bun on a burger?
It's not for me. I don't hate it.
Yeah.
But it's a little too much of the bread making itself known.
Yeah,
bread is a way to hold the burger.
Yeah. See, I like it. I think it's delicious. But Anthony Bourdain was kind of like, he's on your page where he was like, just a burger should just be on like a white bun. Little, you know, toasted a little on the grill or whatever. But
I'm not opposed to a little English muffin.
Oh, interesting. Wow. English muffin burger?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I don't think I've ever done that.
Now you're cooking with gas. Check it out.
Okay, I'll try it out.
But that's not an overwhelming bread. It's a little thin.
Sure. Sure. Yeah. Yeah. No, I get it.
Brioche. I like brioche. Yeah. Like I'll eat shit out of like a brioche French toast when they're messing with that.
Oh fuck yeah.
But
egg sandwich on brioche? Get the fuck out of here. Delicious. Yeah.
But it might be a little much for my preference. There was a guy who took LSD at Disneyland Paris. Yep. He went missing, a whole search party. I think like 100 people were looking for him. He woke up naked and confused about a mile away.
That'll happen. The thing about, and I think they're a little more loosey-goosey at Disneyland Paris, because I might have known a guy that was on LSD at Disneyland Anaheim one time.
Yeah.
And he might have got a little freaked out on the
He didn't go on. It's a Small World after all. That's the scariest ride when you're sober.
Oh yeah, no, that happened. But he got a little freaked out on the haunted house.
Haunted mansion.
Yeah, because you go in the haunted mansion, and then it does that thing where
floor drops or something.
Yes, you're on an elevator, but it's really just the walls raising up around you, and then you just go through a different door, and you're still. But this kind of freaked out this dude that I knew, and he started like wandering like behind the curtains. He was like going like back to where the machinery was and stuff. And I was like, dude, you can't just stay with me. I'll get you through this, buddy. I know it's a little intense.
Yeah.
So it'll happen. That kind of shit will happen. There's a lot of weird things going on at Disneyland that if you just alter your landscape a little bit, you're going to see things in a whole different way. And so I'm with this guy from Disneyland Paris. I'm glad he's okay.
Yeah. The search party, they looked, but he was a mile away.
Took a while.
A woman, I believe Chinese. Yes. China woman.
Yeah.
She wanted, the flight she was on was a little stuffy and she wanted fresh air. So she opened the emergency hatch.
Well, so I think they must have still been on the ground or something, because
yeah, or else there would be.
That's right. Everyone would have been sucked out. But also, I think
planes do get stuffy though.
Very, very. You know? Your skin gets real dry.
And if you opened up, get some fresh air. You would. I mean, it's probably pretty fresh up there.
Didn't always bet on passenger 57? Wasn't there some flying out? And then also, what's the one with Air Force One?
Oh, right. Get off my plane.
Yes. People were flying out of planes. I feel like there was a lot of – there was a Schwarzenegger movie, I think, where people were flying out of planes.
Yes.
Hey, where are we at on the new Terminator? We're seeing that, right?
Of course.
We got to see it.
That's a must see.
Linda Hamilton's back. Fucking saving the world.
She's definitely had her share of heaters.
Oh, she's.
Oh man,
she's probably 65 years old at least.
I'm not
kicking
saying
ass.
That. He's got the who's Ellen Griswold, Beverly D'Angelo.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. She's got that voice. She's got the Lucille Ball at the end.
Yeah.
He's had a lot of long darts.
Speaking of that, how much, what type of cash payment would you require to have to go see that Renee Zellweger, Judy Garland biopic?
You know, I guess I haven't seen much of her over the years.
She hasn't been around in quite a while.
Right. And she looks, you know, she looked pretty good in the interview I saw of her.
Sure, yeah.
But she's very odd. She's an odd woman.
She is, definitely.
Like there are quirky, and she was awkward answering questions. Like it was odd.
Yeah, she's.
She looked good.
Remember she was real weird looking for a while, and then I think she kind of reined it in.
I was thinking like, oh, she's probably gotten off the rails like Meg Ryan did with plastic surgery or something.
Yeah.
No, she looked pretty good.
She does look pretty good, and she's very talented.
She's a good actress. I'm just saying. Like she's you don't know too much about her. Like you don't see a lot of interviews. I saw I believe it was Colbert.
Oh, she did an interview, yeah.
And he was like just asking her normal questions. She was giving him odd answers. And just the way she would talk, like almost she was like talking to her lap. Like she would not look up. It was odd.
Yeah, could be a pharmaceutical situation. Ed, it is time. Joining us now. I don't think she was here.
She wasn't here last week, no.
No. So she's been missed. We're happy she's here.
I've been on an international world tour.
Oh, have you? Yeah. She's been out and about, touring the world, getting up to a certain kind of business. But we're happy to have her back. Of course, I'm talking about our very own pop culture correspondent, Fancy Sauce. How you doing, Fancy?
Hey, Kate.
Hey, guys.
So good to have you on the show. Let's do a couple emails.
Let's do
it. So one of these, hold on. We did one of these last week. Oh, yeah. Triple digi minutes, blah, blah, blah. Paul is so gross. But then I saved a couple. Okay. This one, I don't know. Watching Designated Survivor on the telly. Is that the one with Kiefer Sutherland?
Don't know.
Who's like 5'1"?
Yes. Yes.
What's it called?
Because my mom watches that
Designated
show.
Survivor?
Designated Survivor.
Oh.
On the telly and thought I would find out who you'd scoop.
Chicken hands get the cluck and scoop it up, scoop it up. All y'all bitches get to suck and scoop it up, scoop it up. Player haters still hate, scoop it up, scoop it up.
This is
give
like,
me that pussy, I ain't waiting, scoop it up.
If somebody wanted to
hold up,
me
wait a
to
minute,
me,
scoop it up, scoop it
they could play, they could
pussy,
be like, look at this guy.
Scoop
like
up,
if
scoop it up,
get when I get a job on Saturday Night Live,
scoop it up, suck my dick.
They could play the Scoop It Up song and be like, this Brian guy, he had this kind of stuff on his podcast. So here's the problem with this. I don't watch Designated Survivor. So I don't know who these two broads are. Italia Ricci. Do you know who that is?
I just looked her up. She's a Canadian actress.
Okay, hold on.
I've heard of Maggie Q because she was in something.
I don't know Maggie Q, but I was going to say she's Asian.
Yeah, yes. I know her from – she was – I think I remember Q. promos of her in a show. I don't think I ever saw her. She's attractive.
She's okay. I'm not really into Asian chicks, but I've been on sort of an Asian kick lately. So she's not bad. She's kind of, I like this one. She kind of has a long face.
I like them all. Yeah. I don't have a thing for any specific type.
But, yeah, I mean, I'm not. This one's okay. She's a little skinny, Maggie Q, and Italia Ricci. Oh. I like her. She kind of has a young Alyssa Milano vibe.
What are their names? I'm going to Google.
I see her with she's pregnant in one picture.
I like that. Keep going. Italia Ricci.
She's attractive.
Maggie Q. Well, she's pregnant here. Yeah, she's not bad. I'll take her. I would scoop Italia Ricci over Maggie Q.
Scoop it up. Scoop it up. Scoop, scoop, scoop it up.
Now there's more. Hold on. But you gotta like come with like some more well-known people. I'm similar to you in that I'm not a big Asian fetish guy, but she does a little something for me. No, she's very cute. Not sure how Ed leans regarding this. Well, he's just giving us his opinion.
I like them both.
Yeah, you like them both. Yeah. You're in on all of them. Just so you can play the theme again, same show. Kate, Adon Kanto. Are you fucking? You're making these names up.
Do I have to like Google these people?
Yes. Adon Kanto.
How do you spell that?
Adan. Kanto. Oh.
Adan.
He's pretty handsome.
Canto.
Okay.
Or, this is not a real name, LaMonica Garrett.
I'm not getting
Don Canto is a Mexican actor.
Garrett. Yes. I don't care how Kate, hot they
Kate
are.
Kate loves Latin guys. No, so I feel
Monica
like
Monica Garrett.
Kate, who?
Scoop it up. The first one.
Don Canto?
Yeah. Oh, Monica Garrett.
Adam with an N.
Professional slam ball player.
There's no such thing. What are you talking about? Hold on. Now I got to see these
professional
dudes.
Slam ball player. They're both very handsome.
Don Canto. Oh, he kind of looks like Joey McIntyre. I mean.
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't know. Some pictures he's kind of good looking.
He also kind of looks like Nick Vile, who, it's my understanding, Nick Vile is supposedly
Rachel Bilson. Yeah. I thought she was with that Hayden Christensen.
No, they've been apart for a while, and now she's getting balls deeped by Vile.
Oh, I might change my mind and go for the other one.
LaMonica? Let me see him.
Well, LaMonica. Check out this picture I'm sending you of LaMonica. It's a bit much.
Something just came in. Oh, I've seen this guy before. LaMonica.
Look at this picture I sent you. It's a bit much.
He's jacked. Let me see here.
Oh.
I'm going to go back to Adam with an N.
Okay, hold on. Well, yeah, he's too jacked. This LaMonica guy's too jacked.
It's a lot.
It's too much.
What? That's too much.
Have a burger, buddy.
Yeah, he's too jacked. He's too jacked.
It's too much.
It's my understanding that
I hate goatees too. Sorry.
That broads aren't into dudes that are like super jacked.
I mean, this broad ain't.
Yeah.
Also, the goatee.
Yes. Okay. So hold on. Is there more? Yeah. Thank you for that, LSU Lala. Appreciate it. And then I just got just in the break here while we were waiting for Kate, I saw this tweet and I found it to be extremely incendiary. Paul HBP writes, he retweets somebody and it says, please have Fancy answer this segment during the pop culture segment. And the question is, can a man be a good husband and have a small dick? What is he trying to say?
Hey,
what does that mean? Kate, can a man be a good husband and have a small dick?
Sure.
You wouldn't know firsthand, right?
I mean, not firsthand.
I don't think so.
But like to
yeah,
all
the correct answer to is
all the people
no
out
idea.
There with a yeah. small peen.
Yeah.
Just.
He's going to have to be a worker.
You can do a good job.
Right. It's yeah. Yeah. You got to just be more.
I mean, I think
attentive.
The question should be, can he be. Oh, like, does he make a good husband because
he can't
get the job done as efficiently in the bedroom?
Of course he can. He does it his own way.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Does he have money?
Yeah. There you go. That's what I wanted to hear. Okay, Kate. What is going on in the world of pop culture?
Oh,
what is happening in?
So many things. I miss my song.
It's like a G69. The lows and the beats. It's Korean hook fine. Oh, I hope Kate's got news to read. Cause it's all I need.
Kate, what is going on in the world of Fancy?
That song really makes bong hit sound romantic.
Yeah, it is nice.
Well, I feel like whenever there's a Tekashi update or a 6ix9ine, as we like to call him, I like really like feel obligated to.
I've been really into the Tekashi memes because he ratted on everybody.
Okay,
so
well, hold on,
all
hold
him
on.
Ratting
okay.
on things. Yeah.
So 6ix9ine currently on trial for racketeering, drug charges, and other crimes. And in order to reduce his sentence, he's been like snitching on some people he claims are involved
on
in gangs
everybody.
As well. Yeah. Everyone, yeah. including people like Cardi B and Jim Jones. So Snoop Dogg took to his Instagram, has been posting a lot of Tekashi is a snitch memes on his IG page, which are, you should go check it out. It's hilarious.
Snoop's old school.
But there's one post that was, pretty funny. On Tuesday, Snoop posted a reminder to all his followers. And so it's a picture of, it's a split picture. Half of it is Martha Stewart. The other half is 6ix9ine. It says, Snoop says, as we watch Tekashi 6ix9ine or whatever his name is, snitch on everybody, all caps. I invite you all to remember Martha Stewart snitched on not one soul during her trial, Baby girl kept it 10 toes down and ate that prison sentence by herself, like the true baddie she is.
Well, I mean, she kind of makes a point there.
I might have to retweet that. It's pretty good.
Also,
Sam Waxel, was that the name of the guy who got her into trouble?
Oh, was that her broker?
That was the guy who like tipped her off.
Oh, yeah, the guy that, owned the company.
To which Busta Rhymes replied, she always been a boss lady and one that lived by the proper code of ethics.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
It's true, and my buddy Paul on Twitter often says that he would like to have sex with Martha Stewart, despite the fact that she's like 75 years old. So
she's a badass.
Yeah
Martha, Sam Waxel.
Martha can get it.
87 months in the Gray Bar Hotel.
Yeah, that's a long time.
Yeah,
Martha dodged like a 50 grand or something. Like it was like
right. It was a sham. Like we need a scalp because we've had some Enron type things and we just need something. But yeah, it was, there were bigger fish to fry than Martha Stewart.
Of course. Yeah.
So while 6ix9ine is busy snitching on everybody, he's also insisting that he doesn't want to be put in witness protection because he wants to keep his very sick name. Takashi 6ix9ine.
Yeah.
So we'll see how that works out for him. Especially after he snitched on everybody.
Takashi 6ix9ine, I don't think it was until this trial, because they were talking about how his whole plan was to put the Bloods in his videos. Because I guess that's what Cardi B did to increase her profile, and it helped. And so he was like trying to model himself. So then I watched part of one of his music videos and his songs are so bad. Listen to this.
Yeah, he's terrible.
So see, there's lots of people with red bandanas on. He's obviously going for a thing here, but listen when he starts to rap.
Pop these niggas like a willy nigga. You a silly nigga in a hole with them belly niggas.
Also,
is he allowed to say
that? I don't think he's allowed to say that.
You a loser nigga. I'm that Uzi nigga on the stoop crib. You a loser. You a Uzi.
Yeah. They don't even rhyme. He's not black.
No, he's Mexican?
He's Puerto Rican,
I think.
Daniel Hernandez.
Yeah, he's Puerto Rican.
Puerto Rican with sorry to a Japanese-sounding name.
Yes, very confusing. Well, anyway, good luck to him when he gets in the witness not being in the witness protection program. It would be a great reality show, though, if they did like a My Blue, My Red Heaven with Tekashi 6ix9ine, My Rainbow Heaven with Tekashi 6ix9ine.
You've seen him trying to blend in?
Yeah, and they move him down to, like, Cocoa Beach, Florida or something, and he's trying to, like, run a Nesbaro or a Sparrow or a Yogurtland. Kate, what else is going on?
So DJ turned producer Mark Ronson, arguably one of the hottest music producers out there.
He's big time. His dad was in Foreigner.
Yeah, so he created a lot of buzz when he claimed on Good Morning Britain that he was sapiosexual. A term for those who find intelligence in human mind to be more sexually attractive feature for a potential sexual relationship, even over gender. Now, in a follow-up interview with Rolling Stone, Ronson saying his words were taken out of context and that, to be clear, he is a heterosexual man who is sexually attracted to those of high, normal, or even low intelligence.
Hey. I'm not kicking you out of bed for not knowing how to do hard math.
Right. So he dated Rashida Jones. Beautiful. He was married to some French chick.
I think he still is.
No, it says divorced 2018.
Oh, Josephine Delabombe.
I'm looking at his page here, his Who's Dated page. And I'm sure all these chicks are super smart, but they're also super hot. So I'm just not 100% buying it. Till I see you holding hands with an MIT fat ass on the red carpet.
With like a younger version of Janet Reno or something.
Yeah, yes. Yeah, there you go. There you go. Okay, Kate, what else?
So sexy bachelorette contestant. Tyler Cameron, who is reportedly dating supermodel Gigi Hadid.
He's gorgeous.
Um, Apparently,
is he the most recent Bachelor? Or?
No, he wasn't the Bachelor. He was a contestant
on the Bachelor, most recent Bachelorette. Yeah, he was like a runner-up.
Did he get to the fucking?
Yeah, episode? He did. She didn't have sex with him.
Well, I think they did in the. Didn't they in the lighthouse thingy? Oh, it was somebody else. No, it was the other one.
No, that was Peter.
Peter, yeah. Who's the Bachelor now?
Who slammed her four times?
And the mom was bragging about it.
Yeah.
Well, during an appearance on something called the Ringer's Bachelor Party podcast,
Juliet Littman.
Oh, right. I used to listen to her. He joked about how he had to hide his boners while filming season 15 of the reality series. He said, "My pants were so tight they just held everything down."
It's bad when it goes down.
You need a Texas belt buckle.
Yeah, you got to pull it up. Yep.
When the couple traveled to Latvia, however, Cameron feared he might have given America a different kind of show. "I had those very tight, way too small pants on. We were making out, and they're all like, 'All right, guys, we have to go. And I was like, "No." Oof. He's like, "Well, now I have my boner, and all of America is going to see it." Apparently, it did not make it into the final cut.
The worst is when you get that little pre-drip. Because you're excited,
Let's keep this. Your penis knows
that something's about to happen. Ew. So it starts to let a little bit go out
this
the end.
This is so too much information for me. I don't want to know about what your penis drips.
Hey, guys.
It dribbles.
Ready to go.
It dribbles a little bit to just say, "Hey, I'm active. I could make a baby right now if I need to.
There's more where this came from.
Yeah. And then you can't hide that.
And does your penis talk like that?
Yeah. You can't hide that. It's because it drips out a little on the pants, you know, which is kind of embarrassing. So I wonder if he had that issue.
Yeah.
As I have many times.
I wonder. Yes. Don't wonder.
Kate, what else is going on?
R. Kelly's complaining that he can only put one of his two brainwashed 20-year-old girlfriends on his visitor list at a time.
Well, that's bullshit. He should be able to have them both in there at once.
Yeah. Right. True love is supposed to conquer all.
Totally agree.
His visits are severely restricted. Presently, he's only allowed one unrelated person to visit. And although he lives with his and has lived with his two lady friends, one's Azriel Clary, 21, and Jocelyn Savage, 23.
Wait, that's Gargamel's cat.
Only one of them is allowed to be on his visiting list.
Yeah.
And after 90 days, he's required to switch. And he's really complaining to his lawyer, who's complaining to anyone who gives a shit, which is no one.
I like that R. Kelly made $100 million and he can't bail himself out.
Yeah.
And 90 days, that's probably by that time they've aged out. He might need to move on to something new.
Yeah, he will.
He's going to have somebody go scout the malls again for him.
I'm just wondering if these two girls are going to wait around for him, probably.
Oh, yeah, for sure. What else, Kate?
Amy Schumer jokingly called out Jessica Simpson over the singer's massive postpartum weight loss. Jessica posted the other day a picture of herself where she had clearly, well, it was a side-by-side where she'd clearly lost a lot of weight.
She had gained a lot of water.
Yeah, so Amy Schumer posted, "Okay, Simpson," in a bikini picture of herself on her Instagram. "Well, I've lost 10 pounds and $100 to my sister playing poker." Simpson took it in stride and responded, "You're hot. Size only matters when it comes to men."
She's cock-shaming.
Yeah.
That's cock-shaming.
Yeah, what?
I mean, is it?
Yeah. Size only matters when it comes to men.
Luckily, no one cares. Yeah.
Okay. What else, Kate?
Well, this is my favorite story because I just love it when assholes fall from grace. Stacey Dash, conservative TV mouthpiece.
Just all around idiot.
Put together.
Has been arrested on domestic violence charge in Florida. She was arrested Sunday evening on a domestic violence charge in Pasco County, Florida, after police responded to a domestic dispute call. Dash allegedly pushed and slapped her husband of 1 year, Jeffrey Marty, and officers noted scratches on Marty's left arm. I guess he's a lawyer. They married after just 10 days of knowing each other.
That always works.
The two have in common conservative politics and a love of President Trump. They sound delightful. Yeah. Marty is the actress's fourth husband, so she sounds like a treat.
Yeah.
It's always great when the husband presses domestic violence charges.
She's
Chuck
or makes the call.
She's 52. That and is she's just crazy.
She still looks, well, she still looks incredible.
She looks great.
Yeah.
She looks 40. Hopefully they can work it out. Kate, what else?
That's it. That's
my favorite. That's it. Okay.
Well, that's my favorite story.
Yes.
One thing about the arrest.
What?
What?
She marked herself as Caucasian.
Did she?
What?
Did I miss that?
Yeah.
Stop.
Breaking she, news.
Yeah. I just read it.
Is she like Mike Tirico?
Brian?
You did send it to me, but I didn't pass
she,
it on.
She listed. She was listed as a white woman upon arrest. That's because she's a Trump fan. Because
she's a Republican.
Yeah.
Well, because she's like, wait, she probably walked in and they're like, okay, fill out the paperwork. And then she checked black and they're like, wait, a black Republican? And she's like, oh yeah, sorry, just kidding. And then she changed it to white.
No, I hate those people.
Yeah. Okay, Kate, thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.
You really nailed
missed
it.
You guys.
Hammered it. Great job. Thank you to Tekashi69.
Great job, us.
Bye, everybody.
Goodbye.
And you know the show is so flawless. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller. Listen up, you players and shot callers. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller. And you know the show is for all us. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller.